The second scripture is also from the New Testament in the writings of the Apostle Paul. It's from the book of Ephesians, the first chapter, the opening verses, and then skipping down to verses 14 to 16. Listen to God's word. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. Verse 14. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Through Jesus Christ we pray, amen. Winston Churchill gave one of the shortest but most memorable speeches that anyone has ever given when he was invited back to give the graduation address at the school where he went as a child, and I don't think he did very well there. He stood up and said these words, and this was the whole thing, and I've heard a little different order of it, but this is the order I know. He said this: never give up. Never. Never, never, never. And he sat down. The other version I've heard, and I'll give you the whole speech twice, is this: never, 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 never give up. And he sat down. My sermon this morning is almost as brief, not quite that brief, but I only have one thing I want you all of us, to take away from this morning. And that is this. This is the time of year when there's a lot of special things going on. I know that some had proms over the weekend. I know that, of course, we have baptism and confirmation today. It's important. And many people are going to be completing a part of their education. They're going to either go from one school to another school, say eighth grade into high school. If you go to Cranberry School, you're going to go to Princeton next year, or if you finished high school, many are going to go off to college. If you finished college, you're probably not going to be able to get a job, so you're going to want to go to graduate school, and that's going to be a phase. And then after you finish graduate school, you'll probably move back with your parents. Yeah. Or you may get a job at somewhere along the way there and move out. But it's a transition. The name of the event for when a person completes a phase of their education, it can be called two things. One, it can be called graduation, right? And the word graduation brings to mind that something's been completed. You know, you made it through every grade, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I guess you can graduate from nursery school, right? CPNS. You graduate. You finished the rigorous course of study there and in other places, college, graduate school, wherever you go. So it brings to mind that something's done. It's completed. If you finished high school, you don't have to go to public school again. Some of you may not even ever go to school again. Well, that's up to you and how God leads you in your life. But there's another name for that event. It's not just graduation, but it is called commencement. Have you heard that distinction? Graduation and commencement. Commencement doesn't bring to mind something completed, although it's based on something completed. To commence means to begin. It's a beginning of something new. Now, your confirmation today is both. It's a graduation in the sense that you fulfilled the responsibilities of the confirmation class, and you did that well, and you are here, and it's a wonderful ceremony, and I trust that families will continue to celebrate this important event in your lives and in the life of your families, even beyond the cake in the fellowship hall. But you know what? You're not done. And parents, you have helped see these young men and women, and church people, we have helped see them through Sunday school and through having them in worship and youth choirs, and we have been there all along, handing them out Bibles, which we're going to do for the confirmands as soon as they come in, and all of that stuff. But we're not done either, because this is a beginning. It's a beginning of your faith declared and claimed by you for you. Up until this point, all of you young men and women have been a part of the church because of what your parents have done. They brought you to baptism. They brought you to be connected to the church. But now, and they answered some of the very questions for you that we asked you today. But today, that's done. Today, you became full members of this church based on what you did, what you completed, and what you professed before all of us and the world. You claimed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you promised that you would be a faithful disciple of Him, and it's just the beginning. Don't we dare think that now they're done and we're done with bringing them to God. No, it's different. Now you shouldn't have to be brought to church, boys and girls. This is your church. You should get here. You should come. You probably need your parents. But if they don't want to bring you, if they think you're done, pester them. You're good at that. We know you are. Because it's not their responsibility to get you to church anymore. It's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to read the Bible. It's your responsibility to come to the Lord's table. Because you have not only graduated, and this is the one thing, remember, it's not just a graduation. It's a commencement. It's a beginning of a part of your faith journey that's going to go on the rest of your life. Never give up either. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.